All right, let's catch up with Jamie at Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Jamie, opening day of black powder deer season. How's it going there in Gwynn?
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me again. It's going good here in Gwynn. Getting a little bit of light snow. As far as for muzzle loading, we're still got some deer licks, some bait. We got some beets. We got some carrots. We still got some scents. We got some targets and stuff like that. A lot of small items, but yeah, as far as deer here in the Marquette Gwynn area, not a whole lot of them left. We got quite a bit of snow. I know we're dealing with probably at least a foot more than Marquette there. Wow. Some places, man, seems like almost 3 foot in a lot of places. So a lot of the deer, from what I've been told from hunters in the area, have already migrated. But a lot of hunters were successful this year, so at least the snow came late.
So you're hearing that the deer yards are filling up to the south of you there, Arnold, Watson, that area?
Yeah, and then more towards once you get to about the Rock Perkins line. I know my buddy's still set up there hunting out over at my place over there by the Mid-Penn School. A lot of the bucks aren't on the camera no more, but we've gotten quite a few more doe on camera, so decent amount of deer number there, but I would say from McFarland north to Gwynn, you know, any deer that are around are going to be your big mature bucks, and then just your basically your yard pets, you know, your does that hang around all year.
All right, well, it's good to know kind of where the deer have headed, and you not waste your time too much north of McFarland, more or less, is what you're saying.
Unless you've been baiting them all year round and you got yourself a nice spot, I would try to find, if you're out on state land, I would definitely try to get in somewhere, Delta County or Menominee County for sure.
Did you hear about any big bucks shot this year in firearm deer season in your neck of the woods?
Nothing extremely crazy, but there were a lot more bucks taken. The biggest thing was the snow. You know, the last year the snow came in so early, so there was more bucks taken, but I haven't heard of anybody getting anything 130s, 140s, nothing crazy gnarly, just your standard nice 8 points.
All right, well, Jamie, I want to talk to you about some pretty good ice fishing reports coming in the last 48 hours especially, and I know you guys are stocked with some bait there and supplies, so can we talk ice fishing in our next outdoor report?
Yeah, hey, look forward to talking to you guys then.
Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Stay tuned. We'll jump into this in part two later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.